in with the latest from the Colorado Ag News Network. This is Brian Ulmer of Barn Media. It's brought to you in part by...
At Farm Credit of Southern Colorado, rural America lives here. We appreciate the unique qualities of rural living. Our rural home loan program is designed with you in mind. Farm Credit of Southern Colorado is here for you. Visit us at one of our locations in Burlington, Colorado Springs, Lamar, La Junta, Lyman, and Monta Vista, or aglending.com.
The Board of Rocky Mountain Farmers Union is advocating for yes votes on 6 ballot measures and no votes on 3 others, based on how the impact of each measure will help or hurt farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. The Rocky Mountain Farmers Union Board, made up of active farmers and ranchers from across the state, is opposed to Proposition 112, which seeks to expand the setback requirement for oil and gas development. As written, the proposition will simply strangle oil and gas development while not achieving any measurable increase in safety. This all-or-nothing approach isn't the way to move forward, according to coaches. The board voiced support for Proposition 73 and its goal of improving funding for education. In that statement, coaches said, for various reasons, funding for education is not matching real-world needs. We're losing ground, and that's not fair to our students, our schools, or our future workforce. The state's second-largest farm organization, the Rocky Mountain Farmers Union, also supports the following ballot items. Amendment X, the change in definition of industrial hemp. Amendment Y, congressional redistricting. Amendment Z, legislative redistricting. Proposition 110, authorizing the sales tax and bonds for transportation projects. Proposition 111, which was Initiative 126, limitations on payday lenders. And the Rocky Mountain Farmers Union opposes the following ballot items, including Amendment 74, just compensation for reduction in fair market value by government law and regulation, as well as Proposition 109, the authorization of bonds for transportation projects. Now, on Amendment 74, Rocky Mountain Farmers Union President Dale McCall stated in a press release that we feel the amendment was poorly and vaguely written and has the potential to go too far. McCall continued by saying that RMFU's research into the matter shows possible devastating economic effects from a similar initiative passed in Oregon that saddled taxpayers with billions of dollars in legal fees. This is not the path Colorado should follow. There must be a better way, McCall says, to resolve our issues together, and the Rocky Mountain Farmers Union believes Amendment 74 is not the answer. The Rocky Mountain Farmers Union Board took no positions on the balance of the ballot items. You can learn much more about RMFU's stance and more about the organization online at rmfu.org.
Do you dream of owning your first farm or ranch? With assistance from your local bank and the Colorado Ag Development Authority, your dream can become a reality. Visit your local banker, check us out at cadafarmloan.com, or call Jim Rubing at 303-815-9543 for details.
For more Colorado Ag news, open the barn doors online at barnmedia.net.